In Asia, Europe, and the United States, more and more foodstuffs are being turned into fuel, more corn and grains into ethanol, more palm oil and other plant materials into biodiesel. Scientists around the world are stepping up research aimed at turning grains, grasses, and agricultural waste products into fuels. But what does it mean for developing countries? Lester Brown of the Earth Policy Institute.
The effect of this enormous diversion of grain into producing fuel for cars is going to raise food prices throughout the world.
Hochum von Braun of the International Food Policy Research Institute says food prices are rising and could go much higher.
The food prices for grains, for the bread of poor people, may go up by 30 to 50%, and the beans and the oil seeds may go up by 60 to 80% price increases. We have about 1.5 billion people in the world who have $1 to spend a day, and they spend more than half of that dollar on food. And if that food price goes up by 50 to 80%, you don't need to calculate much to find out they will be starving. More people will go hungry.
Nevertheless, he says biofuel development can be a win-win for the developing world.
We have to invest heavily in new technology in order to get more food from the scarce land which the world has, not just in the U.S., but the U.S. is part of the whole world. More food per a drop of water, because water is more and more scarce, and climate change makes it even more scarce. And we need to draw on land which we currently don't use, which can be sustainably used.
Once again, Les Brown.
Having said that, I think there will be niches here and there where we'll find an opportunity for small farmers to grow oilseed crops, for example, to produce biodiesel and make a profit doing it. But I don't think it's going to be the salvation of the developing world by any means, because most of the developing world consists of importing food importing countries now.
James Morris directs the United Nations World Food Program. He says there's room to develop biofuels and feed a hungry world.
There are millions of acres in Africa and Asia that still can grow more food. There is more capacity in the United States, in South America, in Canada, to be more productive. I think we have to understand that there's a price to be paid, and we need to be prepared to pay a fair price for energy independence. And part of that price cannot be the expense of a hungry world.
President Bush's discussions in Brazil on ethanol development coincide with a United Nations initiative meant to spur the production, distribution, and the use of biofuels worldwide. Paul Sisko, VOA News.